One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, are her grandparents still attached to their beloved farm? Or are their visitors a sign of something else?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hi, it is. And press subscribe, please, right now before you forget so you can always get our episodes and always get ghost stories. We put them out for you every single day, a whole lot of episodes. So do that wherever you're listening to this program. If you want to go ad-free, Apple Podcasts, get an option for that there on our premium channel and also patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What is going on?
I think that farms are probably one of those places where families, especially like when you think about grandparents and stuff, they spent a lot of time on them.
Yeah.
I would bet there's a lot of energy left behind. I even think of the place where I grew up, where my parents built the house and they, you know, started the lawn and the garden and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I bet my parents, you know, hang out there a little bit. I wonder what the new owners, if they've ever had any experiences in that house.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. I have a story actually about this exact topic.
Okay.
So my dad's parents were killed in a car accident before I was ever born, a few years before that. And they had a farm out in the country, outside of town. And the house itself, after the accident and all that, still stayed in the family, and the kids, like my dad and his brothers and sisters, and they maintained ownership of it, and then they rented it out to people who wanted to farm and have all that. So that went on for quite a while in my childhood till I was about 10, 11, somewhere around there. And then the people who were in the house left, and the family decided they just wanted to sell the farm and not deal with that anymore. So they go and get the old house cleaned up. And that was my first time ever being in that house. And I've seen videos of it. I'd seen it like on old reels and stuff of like Christmas and, you know, my parents when they were younger and my grandparents who I'd never met. And so I had some images of what the inside of that house looked like, but I'd never been in it or felt it. And that was a very unique feeling in that house.
Yeah.
It was like, it was warm, but it was also for me like something that never was. But you could feel like there was this warmthness there and like that should have been
residual, like almost like a residual kind of thing.
I don't know. I mean, it was never my grandparents' house to me, especially seeing it from the outside. But when I was in the house for those days, helping get it cleaned up and stuff, it was their house and I could feel it. And I'm not a real big person on, you know, saying,
I know you're not
saying I.
So the fact that you're saying this kind of stands out as something kind of interesting.
Yeah. It really stood out, and I mean, it could just be my mind and knowing, you know, I'm in the place where my grandparents lived and where my dad grew up, and there was interesting little things around the house, like on my dad's closet door. He's a Cowboys fan, and had like the remnants of the sticker were still there on the door. I found that amazing at the time, but if you go to my parents' house, there is still a classic Mix 96 bumper sticker on my door. So
so maybe not that special as maybe, what
I
saying.
Mean, well, I mean, I thought, oh, wow, because you're a little kid, like, that was a long time ago. And it's like, yeah, it was like, you know, 20 years. But it was special. It was just neat to see it because it was of another time, another place that I never knew. Right. And there was, I don't know, I could, I don't know, I guess as close to ever saying I could feel the presence of somebody, I felt it there. And I,
that's kind of cool though.
And I didn't know what they felt like because I never knew them in life.
Yeah.
But you just, it was, I don't know, you could feel it there. And I don't know. And I really enjoyed that week and doing that house and going and playing in the barns and on the hay bales and all that was so much fun. But yeah, it was an interesting experience in that house. Still there.
Cool.
Yeah. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our caller and hear this ghost story. Hi.
It's Emily from Minnesota again. Today, I want to tell you a little bit about one of the more recent events in my life. A little bit of a backstory. My grandparents lived on a farm since before all of us grandkids were born. I'm kind of in the middle of the age range. And so we all grew up there and absolutely loved the farm. They retired off of it, however, when I was in about eighth grade and moved into a small town that was nearby. And by small town, I mean like 250 people. That's the area I'm from. So we were all kind of upset about it, but obviously understood that they couldn't live there forever. It was too much upkeep for them, but they were pretty young still. So they were able to, you know, keep going with their lives about the same as they were without farming. My grandma came down with Alzheimer's about 6 years ago now. We started noticing the symptoms. You know, my grandpa kind of just became her caretaker because he pretty much didn't want to admit that that she was fighting that disease. So he was kind of in denial, and it really took a toll on him as she was getting worse and worse. And in October of 2016, he had an unexpected, very unexpected, massive heart attack and passed away instantly. They were out pheasant hunting, and he pulled off the side of the road and reached out for my grandma's hand, kind of moaned, she said, and then he slumped over and he was gone. My grandpa was a very big man, so she couldn't do anything. And she had this like down a passing by car. Luckily, it was somebody that we actually, our family knows. But the weird part is he was right by their old farm. And we think that he was going home, as we would call it. Fast forward a couple weeks, and my grandma was really struggling. They were going to be 75, I believe, and they had been together since high school. My grandma kind of broke, and her Alzheimer's really progressed quickly, and she ended up in a care facility for dehydration and whatnot, and ended up declining to her death on New Year's Day, very early in the morning. So here's where it gets kind of weird. The night after my grandpa passed away, I had a dream about him. Not so weird, other than the fact that we used to always say, hi, Gramps, how you doing? And he would say, oh, not worth a damn. And in my dream, I knew that he wasn't supposed to be there because I could see We were in their house in town, and I could see my dad and my uncle sitting on the steps behind him making the phone calls to the family that he had passed, which is what had happened the night before. When I asked him, you know, "Hi, Gramps, how you doing?" He said, "I really wish I could tell you I was okay, but I just can't do that." And I kind of looked at him and I said, "What do you mean?" And he just hung his head, shook it, and walked out. And when he got to the doorway to the living room, he disappeared. I had a few more dreams about him. Not really anything like that. Just really random snippets throughout the next couple months before my grandma passed. And now ever since my grandma passed, I've been having dreams mostly of him, some of her, and I always know that they're dead. But we are always, always back at the farm cleaning out their house as if they had just died. And sometimes they start out alive and are, you know, talking and whatnot. But I know that something's off and I know that it's weird, but I still don't say anything. And then all of a sudden they'll transfer over to being ghosts. And I'm like, oh, there it is. I knew that they weren't alive, but I'm never terrified, but I am always pretty scared. And the most recent one I had was just like 2 days ago. And I was sitting in front of my grandpa's old rocking chair in the farmhouse, like always, and he kind of faded into view as his chair started rocking, and I reached out for his hand, and I just couldn't grab it. And he talked to me briefly, asked me to come outside with him, and then he disappeared. Another dream I had was him and my grandma sitting on the couch with me, and we were at a birthday party. I'll just add in, it was right around the time of my kids' birthday party because we do a joint one. They're very close. And I was really upset that my grandparents were missing that for the first time. We were very, very, very close with them. So it's been a hard past couple months going through these holidays for the first time without them. But we were at this birthday party sitting on the couch and talking, and all of a sudden they both slumped over right on top of me. Two big people, and all of a sudden we were at their funerals, and it just petrified me. I don't know why we're always at their farmhouse in these, and I'm just kind of wondering, you know, what do you guys think? Do you think that they're simply visiting me? There's some reason why they're always dead, or do you think that they're stuck at the farmhouse and aren't able to move on? I mean, my grandpa passed right by the house. And my grandma was not anywhere near our home. So just kind of looking for some of your insight on that and kind of what you think that maybe they're visiting or not or whatever. Yeah, that's about it for today. I do have a few more story phone calls and write-ins in the last like 2 weeks since I found you guys. So I'm going to hold off on those for quite a while here. But I really hope to hear this with some of your guys' insight. I would love, love, love to hear what you guys have to say because I'm lost. And maybe it's just because I miss them so much, but I don't know. It'd be nice to hear from someone else. I will talk to you guys later, and I love your podcast. Please, please, please keep doing what you're doing. You guys are awesome. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that story. What's your thoughts on all that?
You know, I it seems to me, and you never know, right? I would, but I would like to think that they're visiting to communicate. I've never been a firm believer that people are trapped someplace. I don't believe that because I think while some of their energy may still be there, I think that their energy can be in a lot of other places. So when people say, well, you know, they had this tragic death and their spirits are trapped in this location, I just have never bought into that whole thing.
Yeah, why would they be trapped?
Right, exactly. You know, again, maybe their energy is there to a certain extent, but I don't think there's a trapping of it. I would like to think that her grandparents are just kind of coming through to check in and all that kind of stuff. And the tie to the house is obviously important. Again, we've talked about this 100 times yep. about, especially people who own, who had farms. I mean, that's really, really hard work. Families were raised there. There were tough times. There were good times. I can imagine that if I went to my grandparents' farm, even today, and they've been gone many, 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 many years,
yep.
I would think that they're probably, their energy's probably still hanging out there. And yep. and my dad's probably is too, because he grew up there. So, yep. Yep. you know, I would like to think that's what it is. It's more of a positive thing than not.
I agree. I think that's a very accurate view on it. At least that's how I'd like to believe it as well.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, if you want access to all of our bonus episodes, the full archive and everything that you hear here ad-free and in advance, check out Apple Podcasts and our premium channel there. Also, patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd and everyone at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.